Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tippy Talk, TNT in the Night, where we talk about overcoming difficult situations or just handling it better. We go through our daily adventures where we ask the question, what have you done today? What stands out today? And what is the most important thing that happened today? How have you overcome today? And what was your challenge of the day? We march into the other side of midnight, walking in the retrospect, tracking our behavior, not to judge ourselves or feel bad about it, but to find ways to improve our tomorrow. Presented to you by the E Factor, we talk to people who were faced with major challenges and find their struggles and triumphs and lessons that they were blessed with due to the way they rose to the call of the other side, the way they faced situations that they never thought they would have to face. Because what you will find when the unexpected hits you in the face is that there are resources deep within you to begin to bubble to the surface and make themselves available to you and invite you to help yourself in situations that you never saw before.
Hello and welcome to Tippy Talk with TNT in the Night. My name is Tippy Feldenstein and today I'm going to do a little bit different thing. I'm going to read you the first chapter of my book, which is Planning Power, which you can get on Amazon. All you have to do is go to Amazon.com and punch in Planning Power. The first book that will come up will be Planning Power. Acknowledge the good that you already have in your life is the foundation for all abundance, by Eckhart Tolle. And I'm going to repeat it. Acknowledging the good that you already have in your life is the foundation of all abundance, by Eckhart Tolle. So let's close your eyes and find that good that we have right now, no matter where you are, no matter what you are doing. If you have everything you ever wanted, close your eyes and think of two things that you are grateful for right now. Let's tap into the foundation for all abundance. If you have nothing, even if you're homeless, close your eyes and think of something that is good, something that is delicious in your life. And find that one thing that you are really, truly grateful for. And if nothing else, think of your eyesight or something in your body that functions amazingly. Your biological computer, and find those two things. Because today I'm going to read you the first chapter of my book. Because a smart person learns from their experience, but a wise person learns from other people's experience. And that's a quote by somebody I don't know who. But my book is written for the wise who want to learn from other people's experience, who are able, who are capable of learning from other people's experience. So my first chapter of the book, Planning Power, is called The Unaware Law. You have planned everything in your life, consciously or unconsciously, positively or negatively. If most of your thoughts are positive, most of the things in your life will be positive. If you're a negative thinking person, most of the things in your life will be negative. I'm certainly not the first to discover this premise, nor am I the first to write about it, but it is an amazing truth I discovered in my bones, in my blood, and in my sweat. And by accident. Unfortunately, I discovered it in the darkness. I sat in sorrow as the dark side of the moon cast its shadow upon my being. In the far distance, I heard angels speak, and I tried to discern the faraway light. Was this reality? Was I hearing or an illusion? The whisper sounded crystal clear. It may seem like a box full of darkness, but if you unwrap it with care, you will find that it may not be so. It took me years to understand that this, too, was a gift. I heard a loud bang in the back of my car. I pressed on the brakes but found that they stopped working. Alarmed, I looked in the rearview mirror and saw Megan sleeping in the back seat and nothing but dark clouds closing in on me in the back of the car. I instantly knew the inevitable crash that was seconds away. I tried to control the crash by steering the car towards the freeway divider where trees were thickly aligned, but discovered that it was out of commission too. Dahlia, my six-year-old daughter, who sat next to me, realized we were in danger. She looked at me with eyes wide open and whispered with fear, "What are we going to do?" I raised my hand in surrender and in an attempt to respond to her with an "I don't know." The car was out of control and it flew off the freeway and into the mountain at full speed. I didn't think it was a gift at all. This too was a gift. As the car crashed into the mountain that was on the other side of the road, I lost consciousness, only to wake up a bit later at the bottom of the hill. I was informed that the car rolled over 6 or 7 times down the hill and into the abyss. When I opened my eyes, it felt like the box full of darkness was complete. Almost every bone in my body was broken. I would have done anything to make the pain stop. When I prayed and begged for relief, angels began in my ear. Everything that is present in your life was created in the past by you. The vision was much more powerful than the echo of the words I had long ago forgotten. I saw myself standing there smiling and affirming my desire to die. I saw a crystal clear vision of my younger self standing in front of a birthday cake, closing my eyes as I blew out the candles and confirming a desire to be dead when I reached the age of 40, an absurd thing to do, and yet I knew the memory was true. I've done exactly that. I had planned my death, and now, on my 40th birthday, the plan had come to fruition. The preciseness of the incident shook me to my very core. The plan had manifested without my total awareness of this powerful law, and it manifested on the exact day of my birth, the law of cause and effect. The good news is that this type of planning works both ways, positively or negatively, depending on you. The law of the universe do not need men to survive, but men, when he becomes aware of the laws of the universe and works within them, gains complete freedom. Napoleon Hill, in his book, Think and Grow Rich, wrote that when you plan to be rich and think about this plan constantly and consistently, you shall have your wish. And Andrew Carnegie wrote about the same premise, and since then hundreds, if not thousands of people have embraced this knowledge and spoke of it. And I quote this, "Beware your thoughts, they become your words. Beware your words, they become your actions. Beware your actions, they become your habits. Beware your habits, they become your nature. Beware your nature, it becomes your destiny." Even though there are plenty of books written about this subject, and even though I read some of them, if not all of them, still I didn't realize how true this law of nature was. I didn't realize how the law related to my life until I broke nearly every bone in my body, until I died and was forced to return to my broken-up body that might as well have been Humpty Dumpty after he fell. I didn't fully embrace the knowledge until the big day. The day I decided to put Humpty Dumpty together again. But this was not a decision I made because I had a cheerful disposition and a strong will to live. As a matter of fact, I had been suicidal for a long time and I did not want to live, especially now with a body that couldn't move. I predicted I would die on this exact day and I was ready. But as I lay paralyzed in the hospital, contemplating the end of my life, had other considerations that urged my decision to survive. One, two beautiful little girls who needed me. Two, the fact that my near-death experience was created by me with such precision and preciseness that I kept wondering over and over. What if I planned something positive instead of forecasting my own death? What if my mind can conceive and create all the good and the great things that I really always wanted? The angel's pink whispers were growing stronger. Since you are in control of your life, why not make it a positive, powerful change? What if I were to try for the sake of my kids to put this knowledge into action and to change everything? I suddenly realized, no, I was not ready to die. Yes, I was ready to take on the challenge and to see if I could create positive results instead of the previously created catastrophe. Angel speak came to me once again, loud and clear, as I relaxed into the knowledge and acceptance. The past is dead, let it be. The future is yours. Make it the best future you can imagine. The present is the gift that will allow you to do so. The only thing I wanted at that moment was to override the doctor's diagnosis that I may not be able to walk again. I needed to erase the notion that I should learn to take care of my children from the confines of a wheelchair. I set about to change my future. I was going to be a healthy and happy mother, and I was going to raise my kids, one, with or without doctor's approval, two, with or without child support, and three, with or without a husband. The first thing I had to do was make a small change to my way of thinking. Instead of thinking I may not be able to walk again, I began saying I may be able to walk again. I kept chanting, the past is dead, let it be, the future is yours, make it the best future you can imagine. The second important thing I had to do was give up a few things. Give up being a victim and give up being afraid. Or at least go forward even when I was afraid. And give up the hate and the negative memories of the past. Now I was ready to take on the day. I had a big job ahead of me and my limitations were even bigger, but I was ready. One of the benefits of being paralyzed is that you have no other choice but to remain in a horizontal and recumbent position. My mind was the only thing I could exercise on a regular basis. So I did. My unquenchable thirst for knowledge now paid off in so many ways. End of chapter one. I am going to take total responsibility for everything that happens in my life, and the good and the bad and the ugly. And that was the first thing that I had to do if I didn't want to stay devastated for a really long time, or maybe even for the rest of my life. Not forever, for the rest of my life, because forever is a really, really long time. Stay tuned for the second chapter if you want to hear it, or if you want to read it, feel free to go to Planning Power on Amazon.com and get it. Because if you buy the book Planning Power on Amazon, I will give you upgraded version, which gives you a lot more details of the story as a gift from me. So right now is your opportunity to get upgrade for a little gift if you wish, because this is the week that I am in a very gift-giving kind of mood. That's my mood today. And so I plan to give a lot of gift. Stop telling yourself that it shouldn't be happening. If something bad is happening to you, if you're in a situation right now that you're not completely happy, for example, if maybe you're not making enough money, maybe you just had a fight with somebody that you care about, maybe anything, anything that is happening that is not 100% positive in your life, stop telling yourself that it shouldn't be happening. And instead, look at it and see that there's something in it for you, something beautiful in it for you. Because when you start looking at it, the juice will come out. Because that's what's inside. So whatever is inside will have to come out. Today, I took my mother to surgery. She had a terrible, terrible swelling on her cheeks for months. And it seems like she never once said that it hurts. She never complained. But the point is, when they squeezed it out, what came out was a stone, because that's what was inside. What came out was the infection, because that's what was in the inside. So when life squeezes and out of you comes anger and fear and resentment or any of those kind of things, it's not because of life. It's what's inside. So when you change around what's inside from negative to positive, to love, to acceptance, to joy, which is the only thing you can experience when you have a near-death experience. So when you go and you're about to lose your life, really the only thing that you can experience when you don't lose your life is love, joy, and acceptance. And the omniscient, because only love. And you don't judge them and tell yourself it shouldn't be happening. And when you don't judge it, whatever it is that's happening, you eliminate the darkness in your life. And you don't throw more darkness, you throw light. You literally change the darkness into light. You convert it. So that's a conversion. In order to convert any bad feeling you have, throw positive feelings at it. As it says somewhere in some Bible, where there is darkness, let me bring a light. Because when you do that, you start shifting. And if they don't start shifting right away, then you say to yourself, what is it that I have to learn? Rather than, what is it that I can be angry at? So when someone keeps reciting all the things that go wrong and they keep talking about all the things that are bad and they keep whining about all the things that go wrong, they're actually perpetuating more of it happening. They're actually inviting more of the things that will go wrong because that's all they talk about. When you respond to anger with anger, basically, you just double the amount of being upset. You double the amount of anger. But when you respond to anger with love, you eliminate that. You keep coming back in your life over and over and over again. So what you have to do instead is say, I'm going to come with love no matter what. I'm going to come at everything with love because all I have is love inside. And there are three kinds of love according to Peter Junov. He talks about three kinds of love. But I wanted to summarize what we talked about until now because we're running down there for the last few minutes and it's really, really important that get a huge benefit out of today's reading of my first chapter because that's the only reason I wrote it. I wrote it just so that you would not have to go through it just because I went through it. And that my going through it is not going to be for nothing. And I wrote it for the wise person again. That's what, in summary, I did. And I gave you a little tip on what to do when you're going through a hard time. Because when you're going through a hard time, if you try to run and hide or bury your head in the sand. At one point, your head is going to have to come out and face it, and when it does, it's going to be much worse than when you put it in. So might as well keep your head up, go inside, take a look and see what you find. And whatever it is that you find, it's okay. You can play with it, you can shift it, you can elevate it, and you can turn it into the biggest, brightest light that ever was. So instead, say, I'm going to come at them with love no matter what, because all I have is love inside. So there's three kinds of love. There is the human love, which changes and it varies. Like, I love you yesterday, but today I'm not so sure. And tomorrow we may have grown apart, and it changes and it varies. And then the second kind of love is the spiritual love that never changes, but it does vary. So parents to children, love them always, never going to change, but it's definitely going to have a different form. And children to parents, no matter what they do, they still love them. And then three, there is the divine love, which never varies, never changes, never goes up, never goes down. It's the love that our source of being, our God, has for us inside each and every one of us, that came from God, that came from the source of what we are, the place to return to, the place from which we originated, and experience the love from which we came. And if you have this inside of you, it's all you ever have to give away. So why would you get upset for something that doesn't belong to you? It's an impersonal part of you that has nothing to do with your human part. It's the place that is that which animates all of life, that allows all to be alive. Everything is from one source. And the fact of the matter is that even after all the time, the sun never says to the earth, "You owe me." You can find your passion. You can find that thing in your life that you love doing, that you enjoy playing with, no matter what, that passion. And you can build your business around it. And you do exactly what you want to do, not what you're doing because you happen to fall into it, or you happen to be pushed into it or educated into it. You do exactly what you love. And that thing that you love, you get the competence about it, and you get the knowledge, and you get the skill, and you get the ability, and you become the best at what you want to do. Because if you're going to get ahead, you're going to study. You're going to craft. And you're going to study deeply. And you're going to learn your craft completely. You're going to study one area. So what's the area you need to study on? The time you have, and put this entire map before you, before you enter the woods. Don't run into the woods without the map. You will get lost, and you will not know who you are or where you are. And you don't get stuck in the woods and in the dark forest of the unknown. Just model the successful people that have succeeded in what you want to do. And they can do it over and over and over again until you get competent. Today I heard a broadcast. And the broadcast was talking about successful people and an ingredient that the successful people actually always show. And the name of the broadcast, if I can remember, was with Noah St. John interviewing someone called called Verna Harnish. Verna Harnish. And basically the gist of their interview was that successful people always take the time to study, to learn, to read. They take a break to read and to upgrade themselves and to learn more of the things that they need to know. And basically because of that, I have a book that you can learn so much from. And the details I'm not going to give right now because I don't have any callers, because the show is fairly new and I'm looking for callers. So if you're listening, stay tuned for next Monday night at 11 o'clock when we are going to broadcast again, because I'm going to broadcast every Monday night at 11 o'clock until I get at least 10 callers a night. So for tonight, I'm looking for one person to come and follow me. Actually, I'm looking for five. I'd like to spread this around the world. I like to spread peace. I like to make people understand that trying to hurt another person or actually hurting another person, and even if you win and the other person doesn't, you still lose. So if you kill somebody else, basically part of you dies too. And that's the message that I want to spread across the world. With all the things that are going on in the world today, what I'm going to do in the next episode is I'm going to talk about one specific situation that's going on in the world right now as we speak, that is about people wanting to kill people. And when we talk about it, we're going to go through all the details that I can find, which is a lot of details, a lot of misconceptions, a lot of bad things that are going on. But for tonight, when you find that business that is your passion, and you build what you want around it, the competency and the knowledge and the skill and the ability you're going to learn, if you want to get ahead, that is, and you're going to study it deeply. Just like that interview that I told you about today, he kept saying that successful people always take time out to just read and study. But for you, if you want to start, you need to study your craft. You need to study it very deeply. You need to study using one area specific. Be as specific and as focused as possible. So what is that area that you need to study on? And the time that you need to study the map before you enter the woods. Don't run into the woods without the map. You will get lost. You're not going to know where you are, and you're not going to know why you're there. You're going to get stuck in the dark forest of the unknown. But if you model successful people that you know in your life, and you do it over and over again until you get competent, that's where you need to become competent. And that is where we end, because being competent is a very, very powerful place to be. So thank you for listening tonight. It has been a wonderful show, and we shall continue tomorrow by bringing and empowering you, my listener, to be the best that you can possibly be.
We have come to the end of Tippy Talk tonight on the E-Factor Show. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and you are listening to Black Talk Radio. E-Factor stands for the energy factor. It is the factor that we adjust in order to take on the daily challenges and mold our life into the energy of our desires. My book, Planning Power, is available on Amazon. All you have to do is go to Amazon.com and type in Planning Power, and my book should pop up either first or second in line. Or you can go to the website and find out more about it which is lifemodification.net. That's .net, not .com. You can also read the first chapter and see if you wish to read more. And most important, we invite you, the listener, to participate. You can call into the E-Factor Live on Mondays at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 11:30 Eastern Time, and give us your opinion, your question, your idea, or your challenge of the day. We also invite you to follow us. All you have to do is click on that follow button right there on top, and you'll receive updates and notices every time we broadcast. We will be broadcasting randomly throughout the week, but always here live on Monday. Until we meet again, have a magical journey, and let your talent be your potion.